Cats in the Kitchen, Keep Out of the Circle, and Panhandlers. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The true purpose of high school sports is to get kids ready for the next level of life, teaching them all the things they need to know about becoming productive as tomorrow's community leaders. At Alpena High School, that is exactly what's taking place in cooperation with the local Mid-Michigan Medical Center and the Art in the Loft Art Gallery, where the girls' basketball and soon the wrestling team will be learning about not just nutrition, but the skills necessary to produce healthy meals and develop healthy eating habits at home. Here's Alpena girls' basketball coach, Kelly Miko.
Some of these girls don't know anything past putting something in the toaster. If we can prepare them for how to be a better athlete with nutrition-wise and also take that into their everyday living, the atmosphere of the Cats in the Kitchen was just awesome to give them these skills that they can kind of put in their toolbox that's outside of the court, but it also is going to help them perform in school as a student athlete and in our games as well.
Cats in the Kitchen is an outgrowth of Alpena's Wildcat Training Table program, where the Mid-Michigan Medical Center produced over 1,000 meals in the fall for student athletes, in addition to providing specific sports nutrition information and to provide individual consultation and menu accommodations. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Portland St. Patrick girls basketball coach Al Schrauben, who hit the 600 win mark at the school last week, becoming the fifth coach in our state to do so. And Callie Martinez, who tied a school record with 36 points in leading her Bay City John Glenn girls basketball team to a win over Gladwin. Breakfast really is the most important meal of the day. Break the fast before a strenuous workout. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball, play ball, play ball. Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the big rule changes this year in basketball deals with the free throw and movement along the lane. Players along the lane who are in marked spaces can enter the lane as soon as the free throw is released by the shooter. The big change for this year is that no player, defensive or offensive, can enter the semicircle where the shooter has shot the ball from until the ball either hits the rim or the free throw ends. In recent years, we've seen players move into the semicircle, making early contact with the shooter before the ball has hit the rim. This is one of the biggest changes for this year.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go online now to the MHSAA website to be a referee. Nowadays, it's not unusual to get hit up on by somebody with a down-on-their-luck story asking for your money. People standing at intersections, walking up to you on the sidewalk or at a mall parking lot, you know how it goes. And we all know now that the story probably has as great a chance, if not a greater chance, of being bogus, which makes not carrying cash, as a lot of folks do now, an easy way to say no. And nowadays, if you have a kid in any sports program, it's not unusual to get hit on by a different kind of panhandler, one telling you the good luck you and your child will have by signing up for their clinic, their exposure event, their combine, or their all-star game. You know how it goes. Stories of great competition and college coaches in attendance, just enough to lure you to dig into your pocket some more so you can pay for an opportunity to get, wait for it, a college scholarship. I've said it before, others have said it before, and I'll say it again. If your kid is good enough, really good enough, to be in that 1-3% of those who get bona fide college athletic scholarships, they already know about you and they will find you. Just like the one on the street, you probably ought to tell these sports panhandlers you have nothing to give them. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, presented by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.